Blog Talk Radio.
Show where we study the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub, and the rock we were hewn from, and the dish we were dug from, meaning our ancient ones, to get a pulse on what is really going on, and to be able to stand on the rock behind the buckler in the high tower to be shielded by the Most High. Because in life, sometimes you don't know what's coming at you. And you will see this in our next segment of studies when it comes to the Hebrew Israelites being oblivious to what is going on around them. They are being attacked by a Moabite cousin by the name of Balak. He wants to put a curse on them, but yet they're oblivious. That's why it's imperative to maintain a quality relationship with God. But sometimes you don't see it coming from all ends. Therefore, it's imperative that you establish and maintain that relationship and keep your codes right. And thus, we ain't got nobody but us looking after our own interests. So it's imperative still to reestablish quality and constructive relationships with one and maintain those relationships. Relationships are so important to Yah. He even tells us that don't even put away your father's friend. What that take? Relationships are important among the nations, and certainly among our nations. As I see it, we are impervious to what is going on around us. So that's why it's imperative and important that you may establish and maintain a quality relationship. You have to look out for your best interests. When unbeknownst to you, things are selling themselves against you. And again, it's imperative that we maintain constructive and positive relationships with one another. As I said, the Most High even tells us, don't even put away your father's friend. Relationships in this nation are important to you. And a relationship, as far as Yah is concerned, is the most important relationship you will ever have in your life. As a matter of fact, it will help you to survive some things that you don't even know that's coming at you, coming from all ends. It's true. And that's why we're here on the Real Talk for Real People show. As I said, my name is Yom Sufari. We're not here for a warm, fuzzy feeling, how to feel good about yourself. No, it's how to get yourself right, how to get your brothers and sisters right. Now, you can't do nothing about it, but you can always bring it to their attention based upon Yah. Now, you can't get nobody right but yourself, but you need to be working on yourself. And you need to be setting an example and being ambassadors of Yah by what you said, do, and make sure you got your spirit right. Make sure you got your mind right. Make sure you got your health right. And so you need to be working on all those aspects of life. But so we are so in a state of chaos and monstrosity, we don't take the time out to meditate on Yah. As Yah says, you need to meditate on me. You don't need to be like other nations. You don't need to be trying to go along to get along. You need to be setting a fitting example among other nations. So people can say, hey, who that Yom Sufari guy? Who that Cottrell guy? Who that Sister Aviyah guy? Who them fellas students? They don't act like no niggas. They don't act like good niggas. They kind of strange. They don't do all that talking and jaw-jacking neither. And they seem to be learning to do good. And they seem to love one another with all their heart, mind, soul, and strength. And they seem to really believe in that God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. Because you know why? Your action will be reflective of that. If you're simply superficial and doing this as a warm and fuzzy thing, it's not going to be indicative of that. But if you're serious about your relationship with Yah, and you're serious about your relationship with one another, it'll become an innate part of you, and it will be indicative. So people will ask the question, what's up? Like they asked about, I'm sure, Daniel. What's up with that fella? You know, that fella, oh, I hear him praying all the time and whatnot. I don't see him doing nothing wrong and talking about folk and all his folk business, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. I'm pretty sure they said the same thing about Brother Mordecai and Sister Queen Esther. I'm sure they said the same thing about Judge Deborah. I'm sure they said the same thing about King Darwin. I'm sure they said the same thing about Moses, because we heard them talk about Moses bad all the time. In Aaron, who the hell they think they are? They think they something special. They ain't getting down with what we getting down with, which is basically everybody else getting down with. And be mindful of this, brothers and sisters. They ain't going to like you. You ain't going to make many friends. But lonely is the head that wears the crown, far as King David was concerned, and those that are righteous in accordance to what he is righteous with, a right spirit according to Yah. Lonely is the man and the woman that are ambassadors of Yah. And it's true. Now, if you want to be an ambassador of Yah, you can't be ambassador for everybody else. You can't be representing everybody else. And that's another reason why we do these studies. Not to make ourselves better than no one, but simply to live better, to do good better, to cry out to the Most High for our ancients, as we are instructed to do. To cry out to the Most High for ourselves, as we are instructed to do. To gather ourselves together, not simply in the same proximity, but sometimes it works. And to do good, because we don't know how to do good. They didn't took that away from them. They took every damn thing away from us. We don't even know how to do good. That's why the Most High said, learn to do good. Doing good by the widow women. Doing good by the orphans. Doing good by the needy. And see, if we learn to do good, we'll have more time on our hand, because we ain't got a whole lot of time for a whole lot of nonsense. See, we are monstrosity. We ain't trying to learn to do good. We just learning to be a hot mess. And learning to do it takes more effort and initiative. And there's is beneficial. You reap the benefits of learning to do good code. You know, you can save up some money for some old folks. You can save up some money for some orphan folk. You can save up some money for some needy folk. Cause we need to be saving up a whole lot for everything. But we ain't got time for that because we're a monstrosity. But when you're not a monstrosity, you got time for that. You see the significance and importance of what y'all are saying, crying out to the five ancient ones for the mistakes they made to get us in these captivities universally. And for the continued mistakes we continue to make. And I ain't talking about saying, hey, can you help me? Like he your buddy or something. Y'all ain't your buddy. Hey, man, can you help a brother out? No, crying out. It means in a state of anguish, in a state of anxiety, and say, I need to get the hell out of here. That's what crying out is indicative of. But simply, hey, can you help a brother out? That ain't crying out to nobody. That's simply talking in a straight face. So y'all know when you serious about something, when you crying out. And not y'all know when you full of bullshit, too. I'm just keep it real. That's why some of y'all ain't got your mind right, because you're full of bull. That's why some of y'all don't elect to study with Cartrell and Sister Avia and I, because you're full of bull. You think y'all is something to play with. See, but we on the other hand, we know y'all ain't full of bull and he ain't nothing to play with. These are important lessons that you learn on the Real Talk for Real People show. Because your life is a travesty, a monstrosity. That doesn't seem to suggest everybody else thinks the same way. And we think we can do better. You know why we think we can do better? Because y'all said we can do better. And we need to do better. And we need to learn to do good. And it's just that simple. Stop playing games, people. This is something serious. Praise y'all. Praise his holy name. And bless his holy name. And I know you've heard me mention the we. Who are the we're making reference to? Well, Sister Abby out of New York City. And Brother Cottrell of New York City. And they know the importance of relationships. They know the importance of relationships with one another. They know the importance of relationship with the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. And they go by this mantra. Love the Most High with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. And your brothers and sisters, your neighbors, as yourself. It's true. So without further ado, let me bring them on for you. Sister Avia, may the Most High bless you. Sister, your mic is hot. Shalom.
Shalom, family. All praises and glory to Yah. And it's good to be back as always. And once again, I'm out, so I'm be on, but on mute.
It's good to hear your voice, sister. Praise Yah.
Thanks.
Brother Cottrell? May the Most High bless you, brother. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Shalom, shalom. Brother Yam Sufari, Sister Abiya, Sister Nisanya, and all Israelite sisters and brothers out there listening to us. May the Most High bless y'all. Bless y'all, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. All praise, honor, and glory to the Holy One of Yisrael. How y'all doing? It's good to hear your voice.
I'm doing fine, my brother. How you doing?
I'm doing great. All praise.
Yes, sir. It's good to hear your voice, too,
Patrick. Thank you. Mm-hmm. As long as I got the breath of life, I'm going to give thanks. And I got to correct you, because Sister Abby is not a guy. She's a lady. And they had a song. Who's that lady? She's a lady. No, she ain't no guy.
Did I say guy?
You said guy.
I'm sorry, Sister Abby. My bad. Who's that lady? It's true. I'm sorry, sister. I was going to. Go ahead, Katria.
You mentioned something about a crown. What was that saying you said about the crown?
Lonely is head that wears the crown.
Because that's my name, Crown, mm-hmm. Crown of Yah.
Right.
And when you said that, it was like you hit a bell. Boom. I'm like, oh, wow. Wait a minute. That's me.
Yeah.
I ain't saying I'm a king, but that's my name, Katria.
And you're a good brother, too.
Praise God. He made me that way.
Yeah.
I followed his path.
Yeah, you have a right spirit, just like Sister Abby, I have the right spirit. And if you have a right spirit or on that way to getting one, you know your kind.
You know my mentor kind. Is King David.
Mm-hmm.
My mentor is King David.
Exactly. Mine, too. I asked the Most High for a spirit unlike King Dawood. He had a right spirit.
Amen.
He's a God that manned up.
Yeah. To his shortcomings. Yeah.
Man up.
Yeah. Praise God.
Keep your word.
Keep your word.
Yes.
Praise God. All right, Cartrell. So, Savia, who's that lady? We are ready to get started the 23rd chapter of Bat Shitma by Mitzvah. And it doesn't mean numbers. It means that we're in the wilderness and we're being instructed by Yah along the way. Because we all need instructions and correction. It's just that simple.
And now, being ordered as a nation, not as a church, a camp, or organization. He's ordering us as a nation.
Exactly. Exactly. Everybody has to play their part. Now, here's, as I said, our people are oblivious to what is going on about them. In fact, the Moabites, Balak in particular, is trying to cast a curse unbeknownst to us, on us. Now, Balaam can bless people and cast curses, and he knew Yah. So we are in this dynamic. So it was the next day that Balaam took Balaam and brought him up to the high places of Baal. From there, he might observe the extent of the people. Which people? Hebrew Israelites. Then Balaam said to Balak, okay, build 7 altars for me here and prepare for me here 7 bulls and 7 rams. And Balak did just as Balaam had spoken. And Balak and Balaam offered a bull and a ram on each altar. Then Balaam said to Balak, stand by your burnt offering. I will go. Perhaps Yah will come to meet me. I don't know. Whatever he showed me, I will tell you. So he went to a desolate height, and Yah met Balaam. And he said to him, I have prepared the 7 altars. I have offered on each altar a bull and a ram. Then Yah put a word in Balaam's mouth and said, return to Balak, this Moabite, and thus you shall speak. So he returned to him, our cousin. There he was standing by his burnt offering. He had all the princes of Moab. And he took up this oracle and said, Balak, the king of Moab, has brought me from Aram, from the mountains of the east. Come curse Yaakov for me, the nation. Come denounce Israel. How shall I curse whom Yah has not cursed? How shall I denounce whom Yah has not denounced? From the top of the rocks, I see him. From the hills, I behold him. There are people dwelling alone. We are supposed to be isolated from other people. We are supposed to be all in other folks' business and stuff. Not reckoning itself among nations, not trying to be like other nations. Who can count the dust of Yaakov, the nation? A number 1/4 of Israel. Let me die the death of the righteous. And let my end be like his, like the nation. And he goes on to say, then Balak said to Balaam, what have you done to me? I took you to curse my enemies. And look, you have blessed them bountifully. So he answered, Balaam said, must I not take heed to speak what Yah has put in my mouth? You think I'm going to listen to what you're saying? I got to take heed to what Yah says in that regard. So Balaam's second prophecy to Balak. Then Balak think he can flip up the script just by changing location to put a hit on us. He had a hit out on us. Then Balak said to him, please come with me to another place from which you may see them. Who is them? That's us. You used to see only an outer part of them. You can't see all of them. And you should not see them all. Curse them for me. From there, Let's change it up. Let me change locale, put a hit on him. So he brought him to the land of Zophim, to the top of Mount Biscah, and built 7 altars and offered a bull and ram on each altar. And he said to Balak, Balaam, stand him by your burnt offering while I meet Yah over there. And Yah met Balaam and put a word in his mouth and said, go back to Balak the Moabite, thus you shall speak to him. So he came to him, and there he was standing by his burnt offering. And the princess of Moab was there with him. And Balak said to him, what has Yah spoken? Then he took up his oracle and said, Balaam, rise up, Balak, and hear. Listen to me, son of Zippor. Yah is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man, nor a human that he should repent.
That's how Christians are.
Yeah, well, that's what they think. Has he said, and will he not do? He going to say what he said. He said what he said, and he going to do what he said. Or has he spoken, and will he not make it good? If he put it out there, it's going to happen. Behold, I received a command to bless. He has blessed, and I cannot reverse what Yah has done. He has not observed iniquity in Yaqub, this nation, nor has he seen wickedness in Israel. Yah, his Elohim, is with him, Yaqub, this nation. The shadow of the king is among them. Yah brings them out of Matharam. They didn't come on their own initiative and strength. He has strengthened like a wild ox these people. For there is no sorcery against, you can't bring no sorcery against Yaqub or Israel under any circumstances, especially if they're in under the auspices and the umbrella of Yah. You can't bring no sorcery against them, no divination against Israel. And that's true. It now must be said of Yaqub and of Israel. Oh, what Yah has done. Look, a people rises like a lioness, lift itself up like a lion. It shall not lie down until it devours the prey and drinks the blood of the slain. Balak said to Balaam, neither curse them at all, nor bless them at all. Balak is trying to be new. He thinks he's Switzerland now. All right, I tell you what, don't curse them. Don't bless. Just be neutral in the situation. Ain't gonna happen. So Balaam answered and said to Balaam, did I not tell you, saying all the Yah speak that I must do? Did not Yah tell you I had blessed them? Didn't Yah tell you they're like a lion and a lioness? Didn't Yah tell you they like a prey against every nation? Didn't Yah say whatever Yah blessed, you can't curse? Didn't I, Yah, say, what I say, I ain't no human being. I don't play with y'all. I said what I meant, and I meant what I said. I'm not no human. I don't lie. So think about this, people, while we're studying this. That's in accordance to everything. I know some people bring in some new stuff and all that whatnot. But y'all say, I ain't no human being. I ain't got to lie. Now, people do lie. Humans do lie. But they ain't Yah, and they ain't the Elohim. So whatever Yah said is forever, ever, and forever, ever, ever, and it's all good. Don't need nothing new. Don't want nothing new. Ain't looking for nothing new. Praise Yah, and bless His holy name. Katria, you have the mic.
That's where your chapter ended?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
No. You right, God. My bag, my brother. Let me, I still got my glasses on. And Balak said to Balak, please come. I will take you to another place, a third place, perhaps. He thought that if he changed up the script, things don't change. He ain't listening to what Balaam's saying to him. Perhaps it will please Yah that you may curse them for me from there. Man, your finger's broken. So Balak took Balaam to the Mount of Peor that overlooks the wasteland. Then Balaam said to Balak, build for me here 7 altars and prepare for me here 7 bulls and 7 rams. And Balak did as Balaam had said and offered a bull and a ram on every altar. This guy's finger must be broken. He ain't hearing nothing what Balaam is saying. He had a one-track mind. And that one, and see, let me tell you about the desperation of other nations that's against us. Y'all don't realize they got a one-track mind against you. See, you so oblivious to what's going on around, you think they're your friends. Oh, God bless America. Man, these folk ain't got no love for you. You're only lying to yourselves and or each other. And you're only fooling yourselves and or each other. Singing songs to talk about God bless America. The same America that has been abusing you, mistreating you, dominating you, and sometimes killing you for 403 years and counting. And you're trying to shore up their society while they're trying to destroy their own society. I hope they burn it down. But you're trying to shore up. Y'all need to get right for America. Y'all need to follow the Constitution. While they're trying to tear their own Constitution down. But not realizing the importance of you to Yah, what Yah says about you, it doesn't matter to Yah where they go at to curse you. If Yah has blessed you, that's on that. You can change up all the spots you want to change up. It ain't going to put no more curse on you or blessing on you. And according to what Yah said in your regard, you are the masters of your own destiny. Cartier tells you, come on, man, September 2nd. Come on out there. Let's cry to the Most High. Let's cry for our angels. Let's cry for ourselves. Let's gather ourselves together. Cartier tells you every day, learn to do good. Learn to do good by your elders, your widows, and so on and so forth. But you don't want to do nothing. Therein lies your dilemma. Praise Yah and bless His Holy. And may He continue to bless Israel. Go ahead, Cartier.
Oh, praise to the Holy One of Yisrael. It was a lot to glean from this lesson, wasn't it?
It certainly was, Cartier.
Because we curse each other out, don't we?
Oh, certainly.
And we're not supposed to curse what Yah is blessed, are we?
No, we're not.
And really, you can't be cursed, but you can. Because Yah said, curse those that curse you and bless those that bless you. And obviously, Balaam, listening to Yah, he knew, wasn't no way, no how he could curse Israel, right? So Balak got a problem. Balak got a problem. And the verses that you read, first he tells him in 25, Balak said to Balaam, either curse them at all, nor bless them at all. But Balaam answered Balak, didn't I tell you? Imagine speaking like that to a king. Didn't I tell you, king? What did I tell you? Well, man should have lost his head right on the spot, right?
Exactly.
Talking to a king, man. He said, didn't I tell you? Saying all that Yah speaks, I must do. But Balak was a punk. Because listen to what he says. He says to Balaam, come now, I will take you to another place. Perhaps it will please Elohim that you may curse them for me from there. He just asked them, don't either curse them, don't even bless them. As soon as he says, didn't I tell you that Yah, I got to speak what Yah says. Now he's going to try it again. How idiotic is that?
It's crazy, Kaiser.
You're real crazy. And what purpose? Why? What did Israel do to Balak and the Moabites? What did we do?
Nothing.
Nothing. We just pulled up on their border after we had conquered the Amorites. So what's driving them is the fear of us, right?
Exactly.
That's the only thing that's driving this man. He fears us. It says that in the last chapter. As a matter of fact, how he's describing Israel, Balaam, he says, surely there is no divination or enchantment with Jacob or Israel. Now shall be, instead of Jacob and Israel, what has God done? Because everybody's going to witness that Yah is our shield, he's our protection. Behold, a people rises up as a what? Lioness. That should have rang some bells off in your head. As a lion, he lifts himself up. So we the sheep We the flock of the Most High, but people see us as lions and lioness. That's why they fear us. You know that, right?
Exactly.
So he's trying to curse Israel, but Balaam knows that he's supposed to bless us. And that's what he's doing. Every time the king tries to come out and curse us, Balaam responds with a blessing. But just like the Moabites and Balak hated us and tried to destroy us for no reason, we're living amongst people who hate us and are trying to destroy us for absolutely, positively no reason. It seems that everybody hates us. And the sad part is that we hate ourselves. That's the sad part. Everybody hates us, and we hate ourselves. But praise Yah that he loves us, and he doesn't hate us. His love supersedes the hate we have for ourselves or the hate that the nations have for us.
Exactly. Praise Yah, country.
Praise Yah. So one more thing. We're talking about the count of Israel, and these Christian Israelites talking about the 144,000, which they got from the New Testament. Listen to this. Verse 10. Who can count the dust of Jacob or count the fourth part of Israel? Only a fourth part. You can't even count the fourth part, which means there is no number, no 144,000. Let me die the death of the righteous. If we're righteous, that's how Balaam wants to die, that my last end be like his. Why? Because our end is eternal, and he knows that as a prophet. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah, country. Bless his holy name.
And bless his holy name.
Godriel?
Yes, sir.
You're about to open up the last segment of study, which is in Psalms 108. And this is a song of King David. It's an awesome victory of Yah over enemies. Assurance of Yah's victory over our enemies. Assurance of Yah's victory over our enemies. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah, our Father, our King, creator of the universe, and for our King, King David, because he's going to teach us exactly how we get victory with Yah, because he was a victorious king, wasn't he?
He certainly was, country.
And he's going to show you the formula. Praise Yah. That's why I love this man. He's my mentor. Praise Yah.
Praise
Yah. Psalms 108, it's all about King, King David. My heart is steadfast with Elohim. Enough said. That's all you need to say. To get victory, where your heart got to be? Steadfast with Elohim. I will sing. I will make music with my soul. Keep on singing, Yasu. Keep on singing. Wake up, harp and lyre. I will wake up the dawn. I will give thanks to you, Yah, among the nations. Yeah, we in captivity amongst the nations. And what should we be doing? Giving thanks to Yah, even when we wake up, praise Yah. I will sing praises to you among the peoples, no matter where we at. For your loving kindness is great above the heavens, and that heavens is plural. There's not one heaven. Yah created a plurality of heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the skies. Be exalted, Elohim, above the heavens. There you go again. Not one heaven. It's more than one. Let your glory be above all the earth, that your beloved may be delivered. Don't we need to be delivered? And who's the beloved? The beloved is Israel. We don't love ourselves. And surely the nations don't love us. Thank the Most High for his love for us. Save with your right hand and answer us. That's how he gets his victory, because he's in constant communication with the Most High. Elohim has spoken from his sanctuary. In triumph, I will divide Shechem and measure out the valley of Sukkot. Gilead is mine, Manasseh is mine, Ephraim also is my helmet. Yehuda is my scepter. Everybody know Judah's the king. Moab. Didn't we just read about Moab?
Yes.
Okay. Moab is my washpot. I will toss my sandal on Edom. I will shout over the Philistia. Who will bring me into the fortified city? Who has led me to Edom? Haven't you rejected us, Elohim? You don't go out, Elohim, without armies. No. Why? Because we don't rock with him. Why should he rock with us? Right? Mm-hmm. So we shouldn't be afraid of anybody. The Moabites, Hittites, Amorites, Americanites. Give us help against the enemy. That's what we should be crying out for, right? Give us help against the enemy. But we cozy comfy. We trying to get the enemy to like and love us and put us down with their program. But they hate us. And we don't understand that. Give us help against the enemy. For the help of man is vain. So all your Christians out there, you're looking for a man, you're looking for a savior, you're looking for a messiah, you're looking for a man. And Yah says, for help, the help of man is vain. Don't put your trust in man, nor in the son of man, in whom there is no help. You got to put your trust in the creator. And what did he create? It says the heavens and the earth. Through Elohim, not of our own volition, we, who, the nation of Israel, will do valiantly. And guess who knew that? Balak, king of the Moabites. He knew that through Elohim, we would do valiantly, which we did. That's why he was so afraid. For it is he who will tread down our enemies, not us. We all that. We got brothers dressing up like Power Rangers and all that. No, it's not by your power, fellas. It's through Yah, the Elohim, who we must what? Our heart must be steadfast with him.
Right.
Is your heart steadfast with him? Or are you united in Christ? And the Most High is not Christ.
Exactly.
All praise to the Holy One of Israel, for our beloved King, and his powerful words. Gives us the formula for victory, and we better start using it. All praise to the Most High. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Katrina. Thank you for saying the formula with our fellow students. And we pray to the Most High that they execute the formula. And it's quite self-explanatory. It's being steadfast, sitting in no man, and having your reliance on Yah and Yah only. Praise Yah. Katrina, do you have any closing remarks or comments?
Just to give thanks to the Most High for allowing us to share the thoughts, the strategic plan for our nation from our King, King David. And it's plain and simple. If we follow the pattern, follow these words, we test the Most High to see if he will come and do what he did for our ancient fathers in the past. But our people are distracted. They're not studying this stuff. And we're still in a dilemma that we're in. So those who know have to take the initiative, which is why we're going out on September 2nd to call on these powers to help us deliver ourselves from our enemy. And our people don't even realize we're in the hands of our enemy, but they're keeping us from our inheritance, and we don't even know it. So come out September 2nd, meet us in Washington, D.C., the Freedom Plaza, the Freedom Plaza. And we're going to cry out to Yah and activate, cause Yah to remember his people and his covenant with our fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Visit the website, yahwillgather.us, register, and pull up. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah. May the Most High bless you, and may you trust in no one else but Yah. We love you. Shalom, and good night.
defense. For my action there will be consequence. Yeah, I stand in the circle of peace. One more time, cause only the willing will see their dreams.
We're putting down all the machines.